Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipiryo says motive of having oppositionless government is to bring peace and resolve Naga political issue. Nagaland Institute of Medical Sciences and Research celebrates World Health Day. Dimapur District Administration to commence postal ballot for senior citizens and persons with disabilities from tomorrow. And Tri-Service Conference, Bariwardhan Chintan, held in New Delhi. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipiryo today reiterated that the motive of having an oppositionless government in Nagaland and formation of the People's Democratic Alliance, PDA, is to bring peace and resolve the Naga political issue. He said the focus is to let the people thrive while also to let investors come into the state and create opportunities and avenues. Addressing the Kohima PTA coordination meeting for the general election to the Lok Sabha 2024 at Kohima, Rio expressed hope that a forthcoming election would be peaceful and the people also would support the consensus candidate. He reiterated the unwavering commitment of his government for the unresolved Naga issue and added that his party would not compromise the Christian principles. Rio reaffirmed the PTA's commitment as a party to the NDA at the centre and informed that he would be going to Manipur on April 20 to campaign for the NPF candidate for Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency. Meanwhile, the PTA consensus candidate, Dr. Chimbenmuri, in his speech stated that the 18th house of the parliament will be crucial for the Naga political issue and said politicians cannot be a party to the talks but can project the views and aspirations of the people, and this can be done by raising the issue at the parliament. Dr. Muri highlighted how the Chief Minister Nipiryo is bringing peace, development and empowering the people and various other initiatives that the government is undertaking. World Health Day was celebrated today at Nagaland Institute of Medical Sciences and Research, NIMSR, at Kohima under the theme My Health, My Right. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of the event, Director-cum-Dean of NIMSR, Professor and Dr. Soumya Chakraborty said, "Our health is our own responsibility." She said others can facilitate or assist in providing good health, but fundamentally it is ourselves who can only take care of our health. Dr. Soumya emphasized that health and many folds has many folds, and in each fold there is a component of legal aspect, education, information, distributive justice, and maintaining autonomy. Earlier in the program, Professor and Head of Department of Community Medicine, NIMSR, Dr. Ganesh Shanmugasundaram Anusuya gave a speech on the theme, My Health, My Right, with highlights on health education and getting access to quality healthcare and information as fundamental human right. On the occasion, NIMSR also participated at a nationwide quiz competition for MBBS students under the aegis of Indian Association of Preventive and Social Medicine with support of TAPSM Northeast State Chapter. Dimapur District Administration will commence postal ballot for senior citizens above the age of 65 years and persons with disabilities from tomorrow. Extra Assistant Commissioner and Nodal Officer for Postal Ballots in Dimapur, Litsendang Kikon, informed that to efficiently reach out to these voters, 9 teams have been formed to cover Dimapur 1, 2 and 3 simultaneously. He said these teams will be deployed to go door-to-door, ensuring that every eligible absentee voter will vote via the postal ballot without any inconvenience. Kikon revealed that a total of 179 absentee voters in Dimapur will be catered to during this initiative. Meanwhile, to facilitate voting for essential workers, the casting of postal ballots began today at the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Dimapur. The process was overseen by ESC and Nodal Officer for Postal Ballots, Litsendang Kikon. He informed that out of 18 eligible essential voters, 15 casted their votes on the first day of the voting day. The EAC added that the postal ballot voting is scheduled to continue till 10 April from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day at the Deputy Commissioner's office. Commissioning and preparation of electronic voting machines, EVMs, and voter verifiable paper OT trail, VVPAT machines for upcoming Lok Sabha election took place at Deputy Commissioner's office in Dimapur today. The strong room was opened in the presence of representatives from all political parties and representatives from contesting candidates, election officials and others. The commissioning of EVM and VVPAT will continue till tomorrow at the Deputy Commissioner's office, Dimapur. Electronic voting machines engineers from the Election Commission of India also commenced with the commissioning of EVMs and VVPATs at Bugoputo today. Master trainers and representatives from various political parties attended the exercise. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Tri-Service Conference Bari Vardhan Chintan was held in New Delhi today. During the conference, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Jauhan highlighted the need for developing a joint culture for the armed forces. He also stressed upon the need to integrate the capabilities of each service by creating structures that enhance war-fighting ability and interoperability. National strategic issues impacting national security in civil and military domains were also deliberated upon by the officials. Chief of Staff Committee, Lieutenant General J.P. Matthew, expressed confidence that such interactions will provide the necessary guidelines as joint operational structures evolve to transform to a future-ready Indian Armed Forces. National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has issued an advisory warning against copyright infringement of its educational materials. It said that any individual or entity who publishes the content of NCERT textbooks for commercial use without obtaining copyright permission shall be subject to legal proceedings under the Copyright Act. The educational body further urged the public to refrain from using such textbooks or workbooks, cautioning that their content may be factually incorrect. It also advised that if any individual comes across such pirated textbooks or workbooks, they should immediately inform NCERT through email at ncert@nic.in. Senior BJP leader and union ministers Anurag Singh Thakur and Dr. L. Murugan jointly inaugurated the Tamil Janam TV in Chennai today. Speaking on the occasion, Thakur said there is a need to develop regional language channels in dissemination of quality news content. He said a channel has a professional background and will provide news content, nationalist ideology and Tamil identity with a focus on spirituality. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has predicted light to moderate rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 7 days. The weather office has forecast light to moderate rainfall at a few places in Nagaland in the next 24 hours, while thunderstorm with lightning and gusty wind with wind speed of 30 to 40 kilometers per hour has been predicted at isolated places in the state for the next 24 hours. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Chief Minister Nipirio says motive of having oppositionless government is to bring peace and resolve the Naga political issue. Nagaland Institute of Medical Sciences and Research celebrates World Health Day. Dimapur District Administration to commence postal ballot for senior citizens and persons with disabilities from tomorrow. And the Tri-Service Conference Bari Vardhan Chintan held in New Delhi. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.